This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepare. So, I looked up the homeschool requirements for the corrupt state of Missouri. And they are as follows, pretty simple. That under Missouri law, homeschool is a school that has the primary purpose of providing private or religious-based instruction. It enrolls pupils between the age of 7 and 16 years of age. Not more than 4 students can be unrelated in the homeschool, and it doesn't charge or receive tuition fees or other remuneration. Now, there's some, under the statute, there are some, you have to follow these requirements. And one, you must provide your child with at least 1,000 hours of instruction every school term. That's 1,000 hours per year. 600 of those 1,000 hours of instruction must be among one or more of the following core subject areas. Okay, that would be reading, math, social studies, language arts, and science. Now, if you think about this, do you think your children are getting enough reading education, math education, social studies education, language arts? Can they communicate very well? Do they understand science? Are they getting educated in those 5 areas? And I believe the answer is no. I don't believe they are. But I think they have been encouraged to, you know, play sports, sit on the bench, you know, do those kinds of things, participate in learning about the oppressed, and they've been spending time learning about the 57 different sexes that the school systems seem to think there are. But what they have not been learning is reading, writing, arithmetic, math, social studies, language arts, science, etc. So when we were educating our children, Mrs. Fanelli and the rest of the family was on the East Coast, and I brought one of our boys who's 15 years old with me to build a house in Missouri. So we did all kinds of things, and this was part of his homeschooling. He learned how to pour concrete. He learned how to weld. He learned how to set rebar. He learned how to build walls. He learned how to hammer. He learned how to insulate. He learned how to plumbing. He learned about roofing. He learned about windows. He learned about flooring. He learned every possible thing you can think of when building a house from scratch, excavation. And just as an example, one of the things that I tasked him with as part of his education was, okay, so a roll of Romex wire that would run from outlet to outlet and from switches to ceiling fixtures, etc., and to the circuit breaker panel cost 16.8 cents a foot or $168 for 1,000 feet. Now, we can look at the plans and we can figure out the distance to run all of these outlets and circuits that were in switches and etc. that we're going to put in the house. Now, should we use Romex and run home runs back to the breaker panel, or should we put in sub panels where the wiring costs more, $1 per foot for 100 amp service entrance cable? And let's say $35 for a 16 breaker sub-panel box. Which is better and why should we do it? And I tasked him with wiring the house. And I let him figure out what the best way, the most efficient. I taught him Ohm's Law. I taught him about resistance and wiring losses, etc. And how many watts each line could handle. in each switch, and I gave them all the prices, all the numbers, and the floor plans, and said, okay, you figure it out. Now think about that. What 15-year-old do you know that could pull that off? Had he ever done it before? Absolutely not. But he did it. And I taught him how. And that was one of just one of the lessons. Now he is able to diagnose automobile problems, wiring problems, grounding problems. He can fix the wiring on trailers and cars and houses. Why? Because he understood the principles. And is that what is taught in the public training camp? Do they teach how things work, or do they teach regurgitation? Do they say, all right, class, we're going to ask you this question. The answer is D. D, and here's what the answer is. Remember D, and remember the answer, because that's what's going to be on the test. What do they teach? I think they teach regurgitation rather than how to think, how to estimate, how to plan, how to start, how to stay with it, and how to finish. Rich?
Well, yeah, they're being taught how to be followers and not how to be thinkers. You know, it's a matter of priorities. It's just like, you know, right now, China's AI fighters are jet pilots are better than human pilots and can shoot us down in dogfights, but yet we have Air Force bases hosting a first ever drag queen show and saying it's essential to morale and readiness. No, it's essential to basically a corrupt, fascist, authoritarian, totalitarian system that wants submissive conformity. You know, it's all about priorities, and that's why homeschooling is so important. You know, if it's okay with you, Vince, I'd like to go to news in a flash since we're running out of time, if I may, unless you have something else on your agenda.
Absolutely.
All right.
No,
well,
I just thought that we needed to give a complete solution to this problem that we're having in education, the lack of education at the public training camp, so that our class can say, you know what? I think we really, Mom, Dad, we really need to think about homeschooling because it can be done. And there's an example of this guy's family on the radio who did it. They absolutely did it. And just to let you know, class, one of our children graduated, finished homeschooling at age 14. High school was complete by age 14, and a master's degree at the university was completed by age 19. Now, it's not setting a world's record, but it's way up there in the top 99%. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, be aware of so-called experts and finance and official authorities, folks, because we're run by people who have sold us out. And let me just give you a few examples right now. That's why I'm going to go to news in a flash, because I don't know, with the limited amount of time I have, to give as much information than that time allotted. Basically, I'm going to start with this article. Second FBI agent in 2 months arrested for raping and molesting children. See, the word public servant now should be associated with the term American sellout and joke. Next article. California government to start paying off past due rent for statewide residents using federal taxpayer dollars. See, all they do is take your federal taxpayer dollars and try to manufacture their perception of their own self-importance for the purpose of their own self-preservation. The whole system, folks, you know, big corporation today, it just breeds. It's government workers have basically turned out to be the biggest welfare fraud on the American people. They're overreaching, they're unfunctional, they're corrupt. It's basically, they've gone rogue. Fraud is now the norm. This is why I try and use the term decentralized as much as possible. We need term limits, not just for elected officials, but for all government workers. 8 years max. We need public forums. 90% of government needs to go. The fascist system of big corrupt government with big corporations is basically taking over America, and you're not going to have any choices. And you're going to be literally run by an assigned sustainability score managed by the IRS under the guise of climate change, COVID, or whatever they come up with. You're going to be financially enslaved, and you're going to have a social credit score, and you're not going to be able to control any of your own destiny. Okay, pardon my sidebar. Next, Colorado mayor bans Pledge of Allegiance at board meetings, then gets triggered after members stand up and start reciting it anyway. This is what we need. We the people have to make the difference. We the people have to be the judge and juries, because 95% of the lawyers, judges, courts are rigged. They've turned on the people. They've been blackmailed. They've been paid off. They sold you out. They sold out the Constitution. Okay? We inherited our freedom. We inherited the Constitution. We have the right to fight for it. Next. Greg Abbott, closing Biden detention camps, housing illegals. The states have the power, folks, not the federal government. The states, decentralized. Pardon my redundancy, but that's the rule, that's the way the law sits with the Constitution. Next, evidence of systemic election fraud in Michigan. The people have the power. Next, lawsuit. Silicon Valley billionaire recruited election officials to accept grants from Zuckerberg. If the Faucis and Zuckerbergs and Gates, if we did one-millionth of what these people did, we would be in jail for the rest of our lives. Next, this says, Dinesh D'Souza, a great patriotic American who's well-read and researched, says the greatest terror threat to America is the FBI. How many examples have we given of FBI infiltration on January 6th to start this so-called insurrection? It's all a planned, scripted, false flag. Next, Google helped fund bioweapons development that led to the creation of COVID-19. How come these people are out free? Huh? What the heck's going on? Is there any rule of law left? Is there anybody who hasn't sold out their country? Is there anybody? You know, when I see all these, especially with the military and especially with the FBI and intelligence agencies and law enforcement selling at America, basically what you're saying is that over a million combat soldiers died in vain for your freedom and liberty to do what you're doing. They died in vain. That's what you're saying. Next. Four times as many U.S. soldiers and vets died by suicide than combat since 9/11 war on terror. Next, Trump, 2020 strategic advisor Epstein says Constitution does not prohibit Trump from being reinstated. That is correct. It does not prohibit. Trump can be reinstated. Next, the ACLU hired 255 workers for Georgia's Fulton County to be deputy registrars and gave them full internet voter roll access. That's called null and void. Next, Portland is desperate for tourism. Ted Wheeler, he's running ads for tourism when Blantifa has been running loose, paid for by the taxpayer dollars and George Soros's of the world. Running loose, burning down buildings, creating, oh my God, the damage done by Blantifa is in the billions compared to the FBI and powers that be, they call it the insurrection, but it really is the powers that be using our taxpayer dollars and our intelligence groups to infiltrate so-called January 6th insurrection. Next, Google installed COVID-19 exposure notification app on Android phones without telling you guys. Technology is not a double-edged sword. It's 99% to control and manage the people. It's corrupt. Get rid of anything smart, people. We'll be right back after this break.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why should I have got here?
Take my...
When you go
to the season,
for
2 seconds, 30.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
News in a flash with Rich Eden. Rich?
Well, thank you, Vincent. Again, I appreciate you letting me exercise our First Amendment right that was given to us by over a million combat soldiers who gave their life for the freedoms and liberties that we have now, which is in the Constitution, which means it's the rule of law. It's the law of the land. Next article. With this power grid on the verge of failure, California begs residents to change their EV, electric vehicles, charging routines. See, there isn't... We can't go totally green. I live off-grid, but we can't go totally green because we don't have the power. This is a depopulation effort. This is a scripted effort to basically reduce the amount of energy that we have to use, and that's why they're going to bring in rolling blackouts and all that stuff. Next, Joe Biden illegitimately took over, unquote. President Trump's spokeswoman, Liz Harrington, has said, look, there's a lot of brave women out there. Sidney Powell, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Candace Owens, Dr. Carol Swain. There's a ton of them. I mention them all the time. We need to support these people. That's what a brave woman is. That's what a strong woman is. It's not someone who demeans everything about America. It's about people who follow the rule of law, who want to be judged by hard work, effort, proven results, qualification, and not delegitimize work by demanding to lower the bars and standards and expectations for a job, which creates more wealth inequality and enables and protects the most corrupt people and corporations on the planet, especially in this country, and gives them liability immunity at the same time and eliminates rule of law with precedence. I've connected these dots so many times and blew in the face. Okay, next article. NSA whistleblower reveals to Tucker Carlson that the Biden administration is spying on his communications. The NSA is spying on Tucker Carlson. See, today's government system and big corporations, breeds, incentivizes, cultivates, grooms, rewards these individuals and departments of corporations and governments to be greedy, corrupt, they're cowards, they're seditious, they're traitors, they're self-serving. And we need to talk about what they're doing. We need to bring this stuff out to light. Because, it's just like, regarding what the spokeswoman Liz Harrington just says. Joe Biden illegitimately took over. I need everybody to go to frankspeech.com. Frank, F-R-A-N-K, speech, S-P-E-E-C-H.com. And listen to Dr. Douglas Frank. No association with frankspeech.com. This is Mike Lindell's television program. You need to look at the proof and absolutely videos. It proves election fraud. Because if your vote doesn't matter, then you don't matter. Okay? All right. Next. Dear journalists, you've earned this. U.S. trust in news is the world's lowest. The world's lowest. Next. VP Harris fails on immigration. Voters want return of Trump border policies. This is a poll from Harvard. Can you imagine if they told the truth? Because they're not telling the truth. And these people are literally being, even West Point, they're being penalized for not taking the vaccine. If you don't say something or do something the way the so-called powers that be tells you, you're going to get dinged. So can you imagine how accurate polls are today? They're not accurate at all. But the fact that even a Harvard poll shows they want to return to Trump border policy says a lot. Next, America's largest landlord just got bigger. Blackstone buys 17,000 houses for $6 billion. I spent a lot of time on this. And when you look at the exodus from the blue states to the red states, you look at lumber costs, even though they've gone down, you look at BlackRock and 200 other companies buying all these homes, not to resell to the people, but to make a renter-poor class, to keep a caste system going, to maintain the status quo. That's what's happening. Next. Pelosi says she will create a select committee to investigate January 6th riot, even after the effort to establish the commission fails. See, they got to keep the narrative going. It's all fake. It's all phony. It's all theater. Even though there's a ton of evidence that shows the FBI and bought and paid for Antifa by the powers that be started the insurrection. Tons of evidence with the Capitol Police opening up gates, waving people in. Tons of evidence. Next, left-wing brainwashing of your youth is complete. College students see this at the sight of the American flag. Get out of public government schools. It's social and political indoctrination. There's no skill test, no practical experience. It's all theory and indoctrination. We'll be right back after this break, folks. We really appreciate you being here.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket fire on Monday night, shortly after President Biden ordered airstrikes against Iran-backed militia groups embedded in the Iraq-Syria border region. Colonel Wayne Morado, a spokesman for the U.S.-led mission in Syria, said U.S. forces responded to the rocket fire in self-defense by firing back at rocket-launching positions. Officials and diplomats for the United Nations on Monday said the organization's global peacekeeping missions may be eliminated if the United Nations General Assembly does not reach an agreement on its $6 billion budget. Diplomats are blaming negotiating procedures, logistics, and talks that put China against Western powers for the inability to reach an agreement on funding. Overweight people losing weight is a good thing in America, not so in North Korea. North Koreans are heartbroken by leader Kim Jong-un's abnormally thin looks, a Pyongyang resident told state media. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
A new Gallup poll shows most Americans believe the pandemic is over in the United States. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A new poll from Gallup shows that nearly 30% of Americans feel that the pandemic is over amid the rollback of many COVID restrictions and most activities and businesses returning to full capacity. But health officials say there's still work to be done before victory can be declared. Dr. Tyson Bell is the medical ICU director at the University of Virginia and tells CBS News that until more people are vaccinated, there's still the risk of new outbreaks.
We've certainly turned a corner when it comes to the pandemic. When you think about the situation last year compared to now, but we're far from over. Vaccination really is the protection that will take us forward and to really turn a corner on this. And when we have low vaccine uptakes in parts of the country, we've got millions more to vaccinate here. We have billions more to vaccinate around the world. And we saw the example of what can happen when a surge in a place far from home can lead to variants that can set you back to square one. So we've seen that potential is there. And until we really vaccinate the vast majority of people across the world, we really can't say that this is truly over.
Game one in hockey Stanley Cup Finals goes to the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-1. Lightning center Alex Killorn on NBCSN talks about the Canadiens, as that was his team as a kid growing up.
In the finals, I grew up a Montreal fan, but I don't know who my friends are rooting for, but I'm just happy to be in the finals.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, that's an absolute bold-faced lie. After 75 years of only you can prevent wildfires, that's a lie. It hasn't been 75 years of that. It used to be, during my childhood, only you can prevent forest fires. And it wasn't Smokey Coles Bear. It was Smokey the Bear. That is an absolute lie, what you just heard. Now, in that line of thinking, it fits and it dovetails with, and I'm paraphrasing, Rich, please correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't your message that in the world of all major countries, the United States media is trusted the least of all media, all mainstream media? Is that what you were saying?
Well, absolutely. It's just like a lot of the COVID BS that was during the commercial. You know, I got an article right here that says doctor cites whistleblowers inside of the CDC who claim injections have already killed 50,000 Americans. Now, the VAERS and CDC data, especially the VAERS, admits to about 6,000 in the U.S. And here we have a whistleblower inside of the CDC coming out with a different claim, and it's far different. You cannot believe anything anymore. You got to get away from the power structure. That's why Mike Lindell, go to mystore.com. He's competing with Amazon. Go to Mike Lindell's mystore.com. Infowars.com has some great products. We got to buy from people who care about American, who are American, and not from the propaganda, hoax, false flag, lie, gaslighting crowd that wants to eliminate your freedoms and liberties. Vince?
You know, I was talking to one of our instructors, and I'm not going to say which one, but y'all remember the protests at the Capitol, and there was this guy that was, you know, painted up, and he had looked like raccoon tails hanging on a headdress, and he had some horns, and he, you know, he was painted up as someone wearing pelts. Okay, y'all saw that guy, y'all saw that image, and what a terrible man he was portrayed in the media. Well, I was talking with one of our instructors, and he happened to be at a party. I believe it was a party. And he met that guy. And he said, I know you. You're that guy. And the guy said, yeah. And he let me know that that guy that was all over the media at the Capitol protest is a really nice guy. Not the bad guy that was portrayed in the media. That'd be the mainstream media. You know, the ones, the guys that most Americans don't trust, the ones that are the least trusted in the whole world. A true story. And we may hear, you know, sometime in the next week or so, that story right from the horse's mouth, right from the USA Prepares instructor who happened to run into that guy. Who I was told is a really nice guy. So here we have the mainstream media, and USA Prepares is out there, and you know we're doing our thing. And what's different from between us and them, meaning the mainstream media? Well, the difference is we have instructors who actually do it. Not just talk about it. We don't bring on a pseudo expert that no one's ever heard of, and that expert spouts off things, and we go, wow, well, it must be true because that guy's an expert that nobody ever heard of, right? Well, we have people in on our faculty who live off-grid. That'd be Rich, Kyle, Sharon, Gwyneth, and us, you know, here at the farm. We live off-grid. We can talk about it. We can tell you what it's like. Many of us have homeschooled. We can tell you what that's like. Many of us know how to shoot and reload. Many of us have farms and our own businesses. Many of us prepare our own taxes. And we can tell you chapter and verse the way it goes. That's the difference between us and just about everybody else. We are unique in the media because we don't just talk about it. We actually do it. Rich, any comments about that?
Well, it's absolutely true. And speaking of trust, my next article here, Vince, is Bill Gates killed poor tribal Indian girls through the PATH vaccine initiative. So we are getting people who are patriotic, who have courage to speak up, and they are literally getting demonized, discredited, and delegitimized. And the people who are openly talking about depopulation, who have committed every crime in the book, including murder, are walking around free and being touted as doctors and benevolent, it should be propagandists, but it's benevolent philanthropy is what they're under the heading. Is it okay if I continue, Vince? I'm looking at the time here.
You bet.
I appreciate it. I'm going to get to about 10% of what I had, but that's okay because that's what this program does, and and a lot of alternative media is we go off into tangents and sidebar. And that's okay, as long as it's informative. Next article, California has 1.8 million more registered voters than it should. See, the whole system is fake, phony, it's corrupt, it's fixed, it's rigged. Next article, Black Lives Matter have been taking black people for fools. And this is by a video by a black Irish woman who gives a great excerpt on this, and I wish I had more time, but I don't. Next, dozens of companies urge Senate to pass law nationalizing U.S. elections. See, I talked about this earlier in the broadcast. When you nationalize, you centralize. It's just like H.R. 1. All of its type is to create, it's basically to legalize voter fraud. It's a fascist system, and they disguise it under things like, well, it's for the People Act. It's all BS. When it looks benevolent, it just go 180 degrees because nothing that they say is true. When I say the powers that be, the mainstream media, Hollywood, big government, big corporations, they're all teaming up against the people. Next. Another setup. On January 6th, the Secret Service offered to escort Roger Stone to the front of the Capitol March to basically set him up. Even the Secret Service has turned, can't be trusted. This is why I talk about the illegitimacy of government workers. They're all bought and paid for, 95% of them. The system is rigged. It's fake. Government across the board is illegitimate. Next. All right, here we go. Same power-hungry Democrats who claim voter ID is racist, but yet they're demanding vaccine ID. You can't make up this hypocrisy. And I have so much in the medical news, I don't know how much I'm going to get to, but I'm going to try my best. Next, Virginia governor opens financial aid to illegal aliens. You're paying for illegal aliens' financial aid. You can't make this stuff up. Next, feds bail out airports. What do you think you're wearing masks in airports, people? Why do you think you have all those regulations? Because the airports are getting your taxpayer money. You're paying for everything through inflation, taxation, and cost shifting. So they make a deal under the table in the back room. Well, we got to make sure submissive conformity and fear continues. I wish I had more time. Next, restaurants are now adding equity charges to customers to fight oppression because everybody is racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theory. You're all ismophobes and antis. So you can't make this stuff up. Next, radio host John Fredericks, who's a great patriot, Raffensperger office tried to intimidate election witness to recant her statement on election fraud. I think we're beyond third world country now, folks. We're beyond USSR. We're beyond Nazi Germany. I mean, this is unheard of. The rule of law doesn't even mean anything anymore. Next, revealed, did dirty Brad Raffensperger have his gang illegally open ballot boxes and tamper with folding previously folded ballot IDs? This is a joke. This is really, I mean, we're officially third world. We are not the United States of America anymore. Next, you're going to love this one. Hillary Clinton campaign official and founder of an organization to end sexual violence against children has just been arrested on child rape charges. You can't make this stuff up. Next, Warren Buffett dumps $4.1 billion of his wealth into leftist family foundations. It has nothing to do with white, has nothing to do with male. It's the aristocracy controlling and managing the serfs. They are funding the propaganda to eliminate our rights and our freedoms. It has nothing to do with white male. It's all BS because the Buffetts, the Gates, the Bezos, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the dozens of names I've given are all white. mostly male. It's a joke. It's all to eliminate and centralize, eliminate our freedoms and liberties and centralize everything. It's to eliminate our lives. Next. Critical race theory may violate Civil Rights Act. The Constitution, says Dr. Carol Swain. She is awesome. You need to look her up. She is a patriot. She gets a 10 on my pick factor, patriotism, intelligence, and courage. Next. Leftist activists disguise themselves as Trump supporters to infiltrate January 6th. I've seen these videos several times. There's several of them. You can see them literally putting their clothes over their black garb. Next. Years of watching General Mark Milley finally make sense. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is a political operative. That means he is saying that over a million combat soldiers died in vain. That's what General Milley is saying. He's a fraud. Next. Justin Trudeau introduces $20,000 fine for online hate speech. Basically, you can be a comedian and get $20,000 fine for online hate speech if you live in Canada. That's called Nazism. That's called Bolshevik. That's called, oh, it's unbelievable. People, speak up. Next, the same unapproved SQL software found on Michigan and Pennsylvania voting systems is also likely on the machines in Arizona and Georgia. Fraud. Election fraud. Null and void. Next, emails show Biden campaign demanding Facebook censor posts on election integrity, but they also demand more censorship from the people. You can't make this stuff up. It's hypocrisy and double standards galore. Next. Joe Biden administration released 18,300 illegal kids, what they admit to unknown sponsors. What could possibly go wrong there? This is evil, people. That's not adult mutual consensual sex. That's pedophilia. Next, raw material prices for solar power surge amid supply chain pressures. That's why you need to invest in silver, people, because every solar panel averages 2 ounces of silver. We'll be right back after this break.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, I just wanted to mention that there was a news report out of WLWT, Channel 5, NBC, that says that birds are suddenly dying. What's causing the mystery illness in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana? Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. So birds are dropping dead. And it seems to be a mystery right now. And I was thinking about this, and heck, I don't see so many birds out there. Rich, how about you?
No, we've been saying this, especially with hummingbirds. This is man-made geoengineering. The same reason why the Northwest is burning right now, because this is all done by plan. That's why there's hundreds of patents. I'm going to go back to news in the flash, Vince. I got a few minutes left, and I'm not going to get to most, but that's okay. More, Psaki says that Republicans are the ones defunding the police. This is the lies and the gaslighting that occurs, why nobody believes government and mainstream media in Hollywood. It's the aristocracy managing and controlling the serfs. Next, UKMP says important people shouldn't need to quarantine under COVID rules. You see, folks, it has nothing to do with what group you're in. It's aristocracy, serf relationship. That's it. University of Oklahoma instructors trained to in how to censor and indoctrinate students. You're paying for that, people. Next, FBI arrested 69-year-old woman for entering the U.S. Capitol with so-called without lawful authority, but there's pictures of the Capitol Police holding the door open for her. You can't make this stuff up. I'm going to do a little health care because I have seconds left. Kamala Harris tells activists to knock on doors and harass people who haven't been vaccinated. This is a desperate push, and you're going to find out why. Vaccinated people found to be 600% more likely to die from COVID variants than unvaccinated people. Just like this Delta, it's a fancy name for vaccine injury. All COVID-19 vaccines are essentially useless against the new mutant Delta variant. People, we got to wake up here. Next, CDC admits confirmed link between heart inflammation and COVID vaccines. This is sad. Next, cases of the flu and other seasonal viruses fell from 4,800 per month in 2019 to just 12 last year. It's because everything's going into COVID, because the PCR test makes or breaks the diagnosis. They just set the unit of measures to what they want for the diagnosis. Next, 19-year-old OSU student develops severe heart damage from Pfizer vaccine. Next, permanent lethargy syndrome and long-term loss of motor skills, now common side effect of COVID-19 vaccines. These are all published articles in the public domain, folks. Rich does not make this stuff up. Next, infants given formula, soy formula, had up to 22,000 times more estrogen than breastfed babies. We've talked about this, soy estrogen affiliation. Next. Chairman of Chinese baby formula tells Forum that sales will drop significantly within the next 1 to 2 years because of heavy implication in this article because of the vaccines, miscarriages, death. Next, World News report, UK government signs contract with tech firm who suggested deploying COVID passports as a national ID system. We talked about the agenda and all the different things underneath that. Next, ivermectin linked to large reductions in COVID deaths. That's in a study. Next, Fauci emails expose Mark Zuckerberg as offering resources and money, unquote, to pandemic planners. How come these guys are walking around free? Please tell me. World Health official says mask mandates and social distancing should continue indefinitely. How many times have I showed you signs from around the world that says, excuse me, wear your mask, look down on the sidewalk, look down on the ground, don't talk to people. They want you to feel alone. They want you to be in fear. That's how you control the masses. Next, Monmouth University orders vaccinated students to wear masks on campus this fall. Orders vaccinated students. Orders. Next. No tuna DNA found in Subway tuna sandwiches. This is happening all around the world with meat and fish. You're paying for made-up food. Being a prepper and being self-sufficient is not a bad idea because you're not getting any nutrition. You're actually getting toxic poison. Next. Vaccinated people, three times more likely to die from the Delta variant. Not making this stuff up. NCAA kicks North Carolina State out of College World Series after four vaccinated players test positive for COVID-19. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Next time I'm on the air, I'll work on finishing this, but I'll probably have more. We appreciate you being here. Vince, thank you so much for allowing me to... exercise.
Rich, I've got one question.
You all have a great day.
I've got one question. Are you saying that Subway brand submarine sandwiches that are sold as tuna fish subs don't have tuna fish in them? Is that what you're saying?
That's absolutely correct. No tuna DNA. That's exactly what that means. It's called
in
fake.
In Subway brand subs. Don't go there, class. Rich, thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.